Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die tweepot pensioenstelsel het op 1 September in werking getree en omtrent alle versekeraars en administreerders van hierdie fondse is oorval met aansoeke van Suid-Afrikaners om 'n deel van hulle pensioengeld te onttrek. Nou dis nou 'n maand later en versekeraars begin nou statistiek bekend maak oor waarvoor mense hierdie geld wil gebruik. Discovery het aangekondig dat omtrent 22% of basies 1 uit 5 mense wie kwalifiseer om pensioengeld uit hulle spaarpotte te onttrek, reeds aansoek daarvoor gedoen het. En Discovery administreer die aftreegeld van sowat 3000 maatskappye en vir meer as 'n miljoen werknemers. Nou 24% het aangedui dat hulle die geld gaan gebruik om motors af te betaal en om huishoudelike uitgawes te dek. 21% het gesê hulle wil skuld afbetaal. 20% het gesê hulle wil die geld gebruik om vir studies te betaal. En Guy Channels is op die lijn, hy is die commerciële hoof van Discovery, se koöperatiewe en werknemersvoordele besigheid. Guy, thank you so much for your time tonight. I find it almost unbelievable that in the first month of this new two-pot era, you have received applications from more than, you know, 1 in 5 individuals to withdraw funds. Did that surprise you?
Honestly, Rick, we were gearing up for the potential for even more than that. The statistic that is perhaps the most incredible is on the first day that we opened for withdrawals, we received withdrawal applications for 180 times more claims than we would usually get in a day. And we needed to process the volumes of 180 times what we would normally do in a day. So just an incredible tidal wave of applications into the system.
Yeah, the research over the data you've released is really interesting. The original idea of this whole change in the retirement system was to allow people to have access to money in case of an emergency. But from the data you've released, it doesn't seem that that is the case.
It certainly doesn't. What one could perhaps argue in fairness and empathy with fellow South Africans is that what we've been under is a slow burn emergency of kind of affordability and this kind of cost of living crisis that people have experienced for the last few years. Interest rates have gone up. Inflation has gone up at the same time. So the cost of actually buying things has gone up at the same time. So people have been squeezed from all angles. And I think our statistics show that people have used their two-pot as a way to relieve some of the pressure from the system that's been building up over time. So maybe they've got behind on their home and car payments, they've paid that down, they've taken out some short-term debt, they've paid that down. Those are the two big expenses. And then the next one's education. Now, presumably that's because people have left school fees unpaid for 1 or 2 months. That's been their buildup of pressure in the system, and now they've let some of that pressure out of the system. But certainly what we also see is that some people are using it to advance their standard of living, certainly what you wouldn't call an emergency. So you'll see about 17% of people took out for our other category, and we asked people to tell us what that was. Almost all of those were for home renovations. So people trying to advance their standard of living, presumably because from their regular income, they just can't make space for doing the things that they want to do to advance their lives.
But it's not a lot of money, actually, because the maximum you can withdraw currently is around 30,000 Rand, and you will pay tax on it. So if you pay tax, you know, 10,000 Rand, 33%, maybe slightly less, you're still left with not a significant amount of money. Is there any data on the income groups and the behavior of income groups when it comes to withdrawing money?
So certainly we've seen what you might expect, that there is the highest withdrawal rates in the lowest income groups. So the and then that goes down by as income goes up. So in your highest income groups, very low percentage of people accessing that money. But in your lowest income groups, that's where it's close to around 40% or more people who have accessed their money. What's also interesting is that talking to kind of the amount of money people have in their savings pot is that in that lowest income group, we're talking people who earn less than 125,000 rand a year, many of them not paying tax anyway, so everything they get would come straight to them. But two-thirds of them didn't have enough in their savings pot, didn't have more than 2,000 rand in their savings pot in September, so they weren't able to make a withdrawal at all. So only a third of them could make a withdrawal. Of those who could make a withdrawal, there's a fairly high percentage withdrawal rate. But you'll see that withdrawal rate go up as they sort of add money to the savings pot and then seek to access it.
Of course, your tax affairs need to be in order to be able to make a withdrawal. Are you seeing that a lot of people are struggling to get approval or the green light from SARS because they have outstanding issues?
Yeah, honestly, we haven't seen that as much as we were afraid might be the case. There certainly are cases where people have what's called IT-88, which is a sort of claim by SARS against them. And effectively what happens then, this is good for your listeners to know, is as a retirement fund administrator, we make application to SARS. SARS then makes an irrevocable claim on your money. So let's say you've asked for 10,000 Rand, you owe SARS 2,000. They take that 2,000. They also take the tax that you need to pay for the withdrawal, and then we pay out the remainder. And you only kind of find out at that point whether you have money that you owe SARS. That has been relatively infrequent, and the values, the quantums of those have been relatively small. So that hasn't been as big of a problem as we thought. Maybe also useful for your listeners to know is that you can go to the SARS website. They've built a little calculator or information giver. So if you put in your details, it'll tell you if you owe them money. So you can know then before you make a two-pot savings withdrawal whether there's going to be a claim against that or not. That might be useful for people to know.
Do you think the industry has done enough education or offered education to people to understand exactly what the long-term consequences will be?
Reg, honestly, I think the education around this is greater than I've ever seen before in the retirement industry. Really, a lot of effort has gone into it. But sometimes that education, as it were, feels like it's tone deaf to South Africans who are saying, you know, listen, I hear you. There's some long term, I may have to work an extra 3 months or 5 months to make up for this, or you know, it could have amounted to a lot of money at retirement if I'd left it invested. But I have real challenges right now. And so I think people are making these decisions in spite of the education. What we can say that's encouraging is that some of the work we did to educate people, particularly where you show them numbers. So we made a little calculator that shows you how much tax you'll pay. And that seemed to have an impact. So we did a study where we showed people that information. You know, put in this calculator, it'll tell you how much tax you're going to pay. And about 20% of people who said they would make a withdrawal before using the calculator later said that they wouldn't make a withdrawal now that they know how much would go to the tax man. So that does have an impact, but it is only 20%. The 80% are still wanting to take that money, whether it costs them something or not in the short or the long term. And that is unfortunately understandable with where people are. Although in some cases it certainly wouldn't have been strictly necessary. And hopefully we've stamped out a lot of that kind of frivolous withdrawal and expenditure.
Guy, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Guy Channels. Hy is die kommersiële hoof van Discovery se koöperatiewe en werknemersvoordele besigheid.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.